Okay, Cosmos continuation here, virtual Cosmos, about the simulated, the simulation theory. So then it sounds, it starts to sound a bit trippy, I admit. Or maybe a good idea for a science fiction movie, but this is how the reasoning continues. That, well, maybe we already are in that future, where we already invented such perfect simulation, or someone did, and we are in it now. Get it? In other words, we are not here, but in our stage of our civilization, where we are much more developed, possessing the technology of creating an almost perfect make-believe virtual reality world, that we have then entered into as gamers or whatever. And that's where we are now. Now, I know what you think, probably, when you hear this. Well, to me it was kind of interesting, amusing, but also I understood, after looking a little bit closer into this, that actually there was some science behind it. At least some scientists in good standing who have come up with some evidence, they say, of that this world we are in, or think we are in, is actually such a simulation. As far as I know, the idea came from Oxford philosopher Bostrom, whatever his first name is, David, from a Swedish blah 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 philosopher, blah blah blah, Wikipedia stuff here. In 2000 whatever, he wrote a paper "This is World of Simulation," published in blah 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 whoever. This is where this theory comes from. But beyond that, stimulating coffee table topic of a tea table of us being in a computer game, or even, you know, gamers or characters or whatever. He presented pretty interesting and compelling reasoning, which I understood was why some highly intelligent persons today on this planet took interest in this theory. And then we take that list of whatever it was. Now, today you can find lots of videos on YouTube with others adding to that. Things such as there being a limited resolution to the image we see in this world. And of course, the fact of what we call death, which would then be endgame or a change of level. So yes, it can be seen as a fun thought experiment. But then when you think further about it, in the light of what we have discussed so far in this book, it gets very interesting. This idea of us sitting somewhere else in another realm or dimension. Being connected to some supercomputers with headsets or goggles or brain implants or whatever, is of course a natural metaphor of, or way of picturing it when you live here in this world of copper and silicon based technology called computers. But just imagine then that the technology we use is of an entirely different kind. Not using physical machinery, with goggles and all what we have now, and circuit boards, and monitors, but a higher form of technology, mental or some way to directly project images and sounds and so on, perceptive forms into our brains and making those mental images in more elegant and subtle ways than with the clumsy mechanics we use today. In fact, that only makes sense, doesn't it? Now, being myself a certified hypnotherapist, having worked with what we call hypnosis for years, I was well aware of how powerfully one can alter the way a person perceives the world, suggestions and trance states and suggestions, and so on. And not only that, I once, one of the first things that struck me once I started learning it was how powerful a TV, audiovisual media and so on, the mass media today is for basically shaping the world that people find themselves living in. And we can even see today how that works. Media used extremely sophisticated propaganda techniques, and how maybe today more than ever different groups of people in different parts of the world can virtually find themselves living in parallel realities. The world looks very different. Seen from a person in China than in Europe, and so on. But then it struck me that this is what we are looking at here. This virtual cosmology that we find in the Puranas and elsewhere in ancient cultures. The one that started appearing with quantum physics and this view, whether it is scientifically viable or merely some kind of metaphor. We have over and over again returned to this understanding of this cosmos as a dream, in God's mind and in our minds. Well, another analogy that is maybe even easier to relate to and makes it all clearer is to see this as a virtual cosmos, a virtual reality. In other words, we are actually situated in another higher reality, hopefully the reality. Where we do have, as just as we have here, the ability and freedom to create, you know, our own adventures by entering into this game. This pastime play. Where we get the game avatar, and the word avatar is even Sanskrit and comes from this Vedantic Puranic knowledge and means just that. Specifically, when God takes on a form inside this world and acts with it, but also you could say when we do. So again, the Dantic Puranic knowledge coincides here.
Jag har fått med den där, eller?
Hur går det?
Fixar det.
Fick du igång den?
Ja, jag lyckades.
Men går den då?